Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm Kat Schmoyer, business integrator and founder of the KS Agency. My team and I thrive in the weeds of businesses who create, grow, and scale digital products. Imagine having ideas that will make you money but never being able to launch them because you are exhausted, overwhelmed, and doing it all alone. Many online businesses fail to scale because they don't have the organization or systems in place to get things done right. Think Like an Integrator can help. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. We are kicking off the podcast today, y'all, and it feels so good. This has been on the back burner for far too long, like an embarrassingly long time. So it feels great to finally be making moves to bring this podcast to life. I am Kat. I am an integrator for creatives, the founder of the KS Agency. And over these next few episodes, the very first episodes of Think Like an Integrator podcast, I want to go back to the basics to fully explain what an integrator is, what a visionary is, the different types of integrators. How do you know if you need one? Oh my gosh, so many questions. And it's really important for us to define our terms and make sure that we're on the same page with all of these definitions. Because when I say the word integrator or when I say the word visionary, I want you to, without a doubt, know exactly what I mean. So I've called this podcast Think Like an Integrator because, as y'all know, I am an integrator, and I want to help visionaries better understand the integrator mindset so that you can grow and scale your business. So what is a visionary, and are you a visionary? So visionaries are really good at ideas. Visionaries love to dream new things. They get excited about something new. They're really passionate about all of their ideas, and they're usually really determined to bring their ideas to life. Think about when you first started your business. You had an idea and you brought it to life. You were a vision caster of your brand, and now you are the boss. You are an entrepreneur and you own your own business. So in a business setting, the visionary is the CEO. The visionary is typically the one with the initial idea for the business and the one who rallies all of the people and the resources together to make it happen. Even in a small business setting, y'all, it might be that you are a solopreneur, and yet you are creating new ideas and dreaming about all of the potential that your brand has. Most entrepreneurs are visionaries. You saw a need, you've met it. You wanted to be your own boss, you had a vision for what that would look like, and now there is a business because of that vision. Every business has a visionary, and every business needs a visionary. Your innovation, your ideas, they are so valuable. And if you are resonating, if you're nodding your head with all of this verbiage around a visionary, I hope you feel empowered. I hope you feel so confident and inspired that you are, in fact, that idea person. But here's the thing. I know that sometimes those ideas can bog you down. It's hard to be an idea person and also be that implementer person. It's hard to best know how to manage all of the ideas and then therefore manage all of the to-dos associated with all of those new ideas that you have. It's also really hard to figure out from a strategy standpoint, what are the best ideas that you should be working towards for your brand? That's where an integrator comes in. I am an integrator working in a visionary world. And for a long, long time, y'all, I actually thought I was a visionary. I am an entrepreneur, and most entrepreneurs are visionaries. So believe me, when I tell you that I understand the visionary integrator mindset, it's because I do. It's because I sat in a visionary seat for years, and I have enough visionary in me that in certain scenarios, it felt right until I actually realized that I am an integrator. See, integrators want to take all of your ideas and create a plan to go with them. Integrators want to be in the weeds of the day-to-day, managing all the moving pieces so that you, as the visionary, can keep dreaming up new ones. Yes, you heard that right. There are actually people in the world that want to do the back-end business tasks. There are people that love the systems, that love the management, and that genuinely just want to spend all day long long working in the weeds of a business. Integrators are detail-oriented and they're very task-oriented. They are typically more organized and analytical than a visionary. They are also really good at project management. They understand all the moving pieces that are needed to bring a project to life and can genuinely manage and execute those projects accordingly. So an integrator is like the general manager and the visionary is the CEO. So the visionary is going to stay high level and be that high level thinker. They're going to have new ideas, think about overall partnerships and just the general direction that they want the brand to go. They're vision casting. The integrator is right underneath of that visionary, really in the weeds of the business, managing everything that needs to get done. I actually have a free resource for you guys. We're going to link it here in the show notes, and I break down a visual of that visionary integrator duo. I have a business management background. So like when I say that, yes, I'm an integrator and also like I love business, like I love business, like my bachelor's degree is in business and specifically business management. So I love to look at like a team flow chart. I want to look at just an overall org chart for a business. And maybe you're listening to this and you've never thought about that in your brand. And maybe you've never thought about it because you consider yourself to be a solopreneur. But even if that's the case, even if it's you yourself, and I right now, I still want you to think about your business from a true business mindset. Like, what is your company org chart? And so I've created a free download that helps you process through the visionary integrator combo along with this org chart. And once you download that, it's going to be really helpful for you to figure out where you sit. Okay. Are you sitting in that visionary seat? Are you sitting in a lot of different seats right now? And if that's the case, that's okay, because I'm hopefully this podcast over these next few episodes is really going to help you feel more equipped in all of the different places where you're working in your business. But I do want to give a distinction. So when you're looking at that org chart, when you download that freebie, there is an example of that visionary integrator duo. And integrators and implementers are different. And that's where I think it becomes a little bit tricky, specifically in like our creative space when we're thinking about an integrator. So let's talk about some examples here. As an integrator, I will absolutely pull up my sleeves and like dig into creating a product in Kajabi or be in Zapier updating the Zaps that need to be updated or jump into ConvertKit and schedule an email or work on automations. I will absolutely do that where needed. But the majority of my time should not be spent on implementing. The majority of my time is best spent overseeing, delegating, and managing the implementers. There needs to be one person who is keeping a pulse on all the moving pieces of a project. And it's really hard if that one person is not only keeping a pulse on the project, but is also doing all of the details needed. Let's use a content calendar in an online brand as a very tangible example of this. There are so many moving pieces for a content calendar. You have a podcast, a blog, you're sending out a weekly email around the new podcast. You're also posting on social media, lots of different things that are happening there, not only in the form of like the audio for the podcast, but also the written content, the graphics, the schedule that, you know, when things need to go live, on what day, et cetera. The integrator is creating and managing the overall content plan and then overseeing those pieces. So the integrator and the visionary, they're going to have a conversation. What is the content calendar? What are we pointing towards? What are we talking about? And there, the integrator is going to get the visionary excited about those things. The visionary is going to sit in their seat and record that podcast and do the things that only the visionary can do. And then the integrator is going to be the one looking at that overall content plan and asking things like, did the team receive the podcast audio? Have the social graphics been created? Have the social graphics been approved? The copywriter complete the email? Did the email get scheduled for 7 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning? Those are all of the questions that the integrator would be checking in on and then pinging the team members as needed so that the team can continue to actively work on the project and hit deadlines. The integrator is not doing all of those tasks by themselves. That's way too many tasks for one person. And while integrators are awesome, they're not like magical unicorns. There still needs to be those amazing implementers on your team to do those tasks. The integrator is just overseeing everything that's being done and keeping an overall pulse. As the manager and overseer of the projects, the integrator is the right hand of the visionary. And when you have the two working side by side in a business, it has the potential to grow exponentially because then the visionary is in their zone of genius, doing what only the visionary can do. And the integrator is in their zone of genius, doing what only an integrator can do. It is such a phenomenal duo. And I am so excited that over the course of these next few episodes, we're going to continue to go back to the basics and really explain even more about what an integrator does, specifically in a digital online business, and how that integrator visionary duo works. If you haven't yet, I want you to go over to Amazon right now and get Traction and Rocket Fuel. These two books are what introduced me to the visionary integrator duo. I did not create this on my own. I did not think of the term integrator. I did not think of the mindset behind a visionary integrator duo in a brand. They 100% come from Traction and Rocket Fuel, and I cannot recommend them enough. Whether you are just now being introduced to these terms, or maybe you've heard of them before, but you just want a little bit more clarity on what it means, Traction and Rocket Fuel are going to be a really good place to start. One of my goals with this podcast is to take what I know and the amazing resource of Traction and Rocket Fuel and really break it down to solopreneurs and very small teams. Traction and Rocket Fuel were written for more of a 35 plus team environment, like 35 to 100 like team environment, which is still a small business, but not as small as I know some of y'all are. Like most of my clients have 1 to 3 employees or subcontractors. So I really want to focus in on this content, really breaking down like visionary integrator for solopreneurs and small teams. In a couple of episodes, we are going to do a book review on Traction, and then we'll do a book review on Rocket Fuel. So if you want to go ahead and grab them now, that's great. We can kind of do this like impromptu little book club. Y'all can read it, and then I'll pop back in a couple of weeks, and we'll do a book review together. And like I said, I do have that free resource, the Visionary Integrator Duo, that has that org chart that I was mentioning before. So make sure that you guys grab that in the show notes too. So next time, in our next episode, we're going to keep going back to the basics, and I'm going to keep talking about what an integrator is and how you know if you need one. I'm really excited about what's in store and cannot wait for y'all to tune in next time.